grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man. Yes, yes, it's 4:20, which means it is once again time for Marijuana Media with Chris from The Hemp Store. How are you today, kia ora?
Very well, kia ora. Yourself?
Yes, yes, like I said, very busy, but happy to be here.
Good,
good. What's
happy
the goss?
Happy to be here too. Happy to be here too.
I like your t-shirt today, it's a nice colour.
Oh, thank you. This is hemp.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew you could make clothes out of hemp? Actually, I did know
you
that.
You can, in fact.
You can do anything with hemp, can't you?
Pretty much. Wow. Build your house, eat it, bathe in it.
Shit.
Wear it.
Awesome.
I try and do it all, every day.
Awesome. So.
shall we begin?
Please.
There's some serious news this week in the marijuana world. Hard to find the good stuff, but we'll try and make it humorous.
As usual.
If we can. Got to find the humour in these things. So, don't spill the water. Medicinal cannabis about to get murkier, and that's because there's a story in the Post. Wellington, do they even print it still? They probably do.
What is that, Dominion?
The remnant of the Dominion. There you go. Chilling and dangerous. Industry slams new medicinal cannabis advertising guidelines. I found them on the MedSafe website, and they're pretty incredible. So, MedSafe are now saying... So if you think medical cannabis is hard to find, or if it's got, like, what? How much does it cost? What are the products? Who knows? Where do I get it from? What do I do? If that's what you think, it's about to get even murkier.
Oh, God.
The doctors, companies, clinics, and so forth won't be able to say that they supply medical cannabis. Won't be able to talk about their products. Won't be able to use the THC or CBD. Won't be able to use those words, those initials.
Oh, my God.
No, nothing that implies they supply cannabis in their name, or their signage, or their symbols, but their name. So,
what is the point of all of this? Somebody answer.
I don't know. And you think, well, are we treating it like other medicines or not? Because other medicines are advertised on television and so forth.
Exactly, that's a bit strange.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so some clinics might have to change their name to, so they won't be able to say, for example, we are Clinic of Cannabis A. I'm just trying to make up a name.
Yeah.
They won't be able to have that word. But they might be able to say, we're the Cheech and Chong Dispensary.
You know what? That actually has a better ring to it. So maybe this isn't that bad after all. Be creative with your names.
I think there'll be a lot of, you know, that kind of thing, like green so forth.
The green doc.
Yeah.
You know what? If you've got a name for a dispensary that's genius, that doesn't have anything cannabis-y, marijuana-y or other such as in it, please text in 5395 because we can compile a list and hand it over to some people.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Those days are coming back.
So infuriating.
So pretty much if you come across a clinic with a kind of hilarious and weird name, that'll give you an idea. Go in there and ask.
The conservatives have
As opposed to the sneakers over the power line, which I just drove by again. Yeah, Cannabis Clinic, who's one of these ones that might have to change their name. But they're big, huge sneakers on Newton Road.
True.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's back to those days. Put some sneakers outside all the clinics.
Yes.
There you go.
That's an old school sign.
The receiver of Canna South, meanwhile, NBR and business, yes, it's a business end of town, NZX listed, once worth $54 million. That's pretty much all gone now. And the receiver's blaming, in particular, these marketing restrictions, which are bad enough at the moment, but then these new ones are about to come in, which are going to make it even worse. So Canna South, you think, would be another one. Well, they've got Canna in their name. Going to change that?
Stupid.
That's incredible. Yeah, it makes no sense. And to think that we're appealing to David Seymour to do something about this and change it. Come on, David, please. Yes. So there you go. Grim. Atelier Who is doing quite well, though, and that is according to the Waikato Times, and that, in fact, is Cannabis Clinic. Cannabis prescriptions boom, and they're launching a same-day delivery service. This is quite interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, same-day delivery to down to the Waikato. You get between 5 and 7, apparently. I'm just quoting the article. 5 and 7 each day, you have a delivery to your door. Waseem Al-Zahar, the CEO of Cannabis Clinic, estimated they're sending about 600 a month to the Waikato.
True stories.
James Yuvnahua, a pharmacy, who, if you've been getting your cannabis, medical cannabis for a while, he's fairly well known, being a very fairly priced pharmacy, should we say, with social good. He says, you can get an ounce now for as low as $2.50. Get an ounce now for as low as $2.50 in the medical market.
True story.
So we're getting texting.
It's not bad.
What are you paying for your ounce?
What do you pay for your ounce, texter and ours? 5395, let us know.
And, interested in this feedback, is your, have you noticed your illicit suppliers are cutting their prices to match? And there'll be two reasons why. The medical cannabis legal one. If you can get it for $2.50 legally, you know, why would you pay more? The other thing, of course, illegal. Is these Vietnamese rings of grow houses.
I see these. What are they called? Faux pretend weeds.
Oh no, it's real weed. Well, is it?
Is it exactly?
I actually got handed in some. I'm on my way again to hand it in to be destroyed.
A cop stop.
And it looks pretty grim. This guy claimed.
Can I have a look at this, please?
An abandoned Vietnamese grow house. You know, fled before the heat arrived, and all this stuff ended up in skips and rubbish and things like that. And
someone found it.
Apparently,
did they?
It was a lot. Let's just say it was a lot. It was a lot. Just in the bin. There you go. And an industrial quantity, shall we say. So police, in the Stuff article, which is all about how they're doing it, 300 homes around Auckland. This is according to police. Believe that Vietnamese organised crime groups converted 300 Auckland homes to grow cannabis on a commercial scale.
Oh.
Many cases, neighbours are none the wiser. They tend to, the modus operandi, they tend to rent or even buy homes in quiet, often affluent suburbs. Strip the properties bare,
yep.
Grow their crops through multiple bedrooms, seedling to supply. It's an art form, and the Vietnamese are very good at it.
Ooh, art form.
A source with intimate knowledge.
Art form is quite a loaded word from this intimate source.
Well, I think they've got it dialed right in with, you know, here's your genetics and here's your nutrient schedule and this is just what you do,
yeah,
and then it
like
works.
A science, like,
you
know?
But the house is ruined. It's probably gone all mouldy.
Oh, yeah, gross.
It's all been gutted.
It's not
the
lab.
The power's all dodgy.
It's not purpose-built lab, is it?
Yes, and the people are often, and this is what interesting thing in the article, we've been saying it for a while, immigration and MB saying, well, you know, that these are basically... Well, my words are indentured slave workers,
yeah.
But they've certainly been conned. They've come here for construction jobs, it turns out, according to this article.
And then they get to the house and then it's...
Yeah, no, instead you're doing this. And they're actually paying, on average, $35,000 for the privilege of their fake immigration visa.
And then
which is
being arrested.
Yeah, not a construction job at all.
That's horrible.
I mean, one of these things. Yeah. So, yeah, what did you think about that? Would you even... touch that?
No,
looks pretty rank
it looks
to me.
Pretty gross. And if you're listening, it's sort of like this weird sort of $1 lolly bag of sort of gross, weird looking, I guess, greenery.
Rubbish.
Shrubbery. There's
it
a couple of people that have texted in saying that it's been $2.50 for, someone said it's been $2.50 for a couple years now, someone said 100, and an ounce on the streets these days is $2.50.
Whoa, there you go, 100, did
someone
you say?
Said, someone was like, yeah, 100%.
Woo,
yo.
Hook me up. yeah, boy, oh boy. I'm stunned.
There's a lot going on.
It's
isn't
so
it?
Grim. What else have we got? The other thing, Doctor Sounds Alarm. I'm struggling to find good news this week.
I know,
really
it's
was.
Hard. I think everyone is all the time.
So this is just in case, I guess, you've just flicked through the headline, and it was probably one of those paywalled ones that they often are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've just seen the headline, what? Something about interfering with cancer treatment? What? They're not talking chemo or radio or other forms of treatment. This is immunotherapy.
Oh.
And the interesting thing, it's in the medical New Zealand Medical Journal. The guy who wrote it, Ben Jansen, is actually a medical cannabis specialist, prescribing doctor. New Zealand trained, but he operates over in Australia. And so there's that. And so presumably he's, well, this is what I think. Mm-hmm. It's possibly he's come across something among his patients. So he's pointing to these three studies, which are saying, well, if you're doing immunotherapy and using cannabis, you get a worse outcome. And the Herald phrase that is, people should be alarmed.
Oh.
But when you read it, and particularly when you read the studies, well, they're very small and tentative, and he's basically saying, well, actually, immunotherapy was very hardcore. It has a very low success rate or response rate anyway. And medical cannabis can actually be useful for a lot of the side effects of it. So there's legitimate reasons for people to use it, but it just means monitor it closely. Monitor it closely,
like,
with your doctor.
Use
not
your
kind
words.
Of in secret, but do it with your doctor. And think, well, why am I using this? And do it with your doctor. But the studies, anyway, very small, didn't control for confounders, different smoking rates among the cannabis users and non-users, different ages, different treatment regimens, you know, so there was a lot of actual issues with it, but yeah, anyway. And it's, we're not talking chemo or pain-related, which there's a lot of solid research behind, as well as what people are doing. So this is just if people are doing immunotherapy, which is quite new and relatively...
Immunotherapy, like what even is that?
You'd have to ask a doctor.
Let me look it up.
Ask an oncologist. It changes your immune system so that you...
Oh, so you're a bit more strong to things.
Yeah, recognises the tumour.
I see, yes, it utilises the body's immune system to fight cancer cells. That makes sense, I guess. Yep, okay. Curious. Well, never mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, if that's you, talk to your doctor. Cannabis specialist too. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Surely we've got some good news. Well, that is, I guess, if you do need to talk to a cannabis specialist doctor, while you can, Google cannabis doctor, they all come up. But soon, yeah, you'll have to be like Cheech and Chong dispensary.
Yes.
And then you might find one. Or come on down to the shop. I'll hook you up with the doctor.
Yes.
And today, of course, last day of high and dry July.
July, yep. Awesome. We made it through. I actually can't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. I almost stumbled in the last week just accidentally. Through, you know, just being offered a drink and then at the last minute. So but I did get high every day and
yes,
stay dry. So
as
there you
should.
Go. Success. Tick. Ding.
Exactly.
This Saturday, did you as well?
I did, yep, I actually did. I cannot believe it.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know, as someone who's quite a drink dog, I managed to make it through thanks to my dear friend, Mary Jane. We made it in. But I've been like offered drinks like for tomorrow. I'm like, do you guys want to go for drinks tomorrow? And I'm like, you know what? Actually, no. I think I might just be.
Ooh, extending it.
Yeah. Ooh. See what happens. Because what's next, August?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can come up with
a rhyme.
A silly name. But you know what? Someone actually did text in a good idea for a company. They said, hey there, welcome to the Total Health Company, THC.
Love it. Yes.
Try
love
that.
It.
Thanks, Mark. That's an awesome suggestion.
Mm.
It's more of those.
Love it. There is, I keep, not to name drop another, the health clinic is Grey Lynn, and every time I'm sitting there at the lights,
yes.
I'm thinking, is it? But I don't think it is, but
no,
I think they're going to get some knocks on the door. So there you go. This Saturday, anyway, FAM Fam on K Road.
Oh yes, that's right.
It's going to be great. Saturday afternoon, all up and down K Road. At the shop, we're doing Marijuana Movie Matinee Madness. Starting at 11 and just doing some marijuana films in the shop all day.
Can you name any of them? Do you know one of them?
The Marijuana 1936.
What?
Yeah.
Someone made a film in 1936 about marijuana.
Oh, it was the original.
The OG.
True.
Is it crack up?
We're doing them in chronological. Then there's the Nimbin documentary, all about the old hippie town in Aussie.
Yep.
Drug Lord, the New Zealand scene. And the Union, which is more about California and Colorado.
Someone texted in last week suggesting a weed film that was like a local weed film, but I can't remember the name of it for the life of me.
There's been a few.
Yeah.
Scarfies. Actually, when you're next in the shop and you see fake marijuana plants that are used as decor around the shop, they're from the film Boy.
Oh!
So there's another.
That's an awesome little circular economy going on there.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Oh
yeah, we were actually just about to talk about it. I've got tickets to that.
Nice.
Excellent weed film. Yeah, just a quick plug from Ali.
This is on Saturday too?
Yes, it's on Saturday, the world premiere of Weed Eaters.
Wow.
By the one and only sports team that's playing at the Civic. And I'm pretty sure it's almost sold out. So if you needed to get a ticket to that, you should absolutely do it immediately. Yeah. Someone said, I've done a month and I thought, this is about being high, dry July. They said, look, I did a month and I thought, keep going. 6 years later, they're still going strong. No alks, just the MJ.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? Congratulations to you.
That's a badge of honor.
That really is. Any other hot things going on?
Wow.
It's all just ghastly.
Yeah, it is. 50 years of the Misuse of Drugs Act. That's coming up in October, if you want an actual birthday, Friday the 10th of October.
There it is.
But Drug Foundation got a petition going. You can get it on their Insta or wherever else. And sign the little petition and do the survey about what you want in a new law.
True. What was the website again?
Drug Foundation. Asking
you crazy
It'll be on
questions.
Their website and on their Instagram. Drug
okay,
Foundation.
Awesome.
NZ Drug.
Easy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that okay. was cooked.
Yeah.
It's hard to find good news, isn't it?
We'll try. We'll try for next week some good news. Send in your ideas for good news.
If you ever hear of any good stuff in the world of CBD, THC, marijuana, medias, text in. 5395. Thanks, Chris.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.